let's go ahead and actually start, because everyone can hear and we're within at least visual range of this creature. Let's go ahead and start as the kaiju Gaz begins rampaging through the streets of Port Peril here, just absolutely smashing buildings as it moves by, crushing people that are fleeing for their lives. And there's so many things to track on this creature, but the first thing I'll have everyone do is make a will save for its frightful presence. Everyone can make a will save, and I'll go ahead and make this a little easy. Tell you the DC is 43.
All right. I'm going to throw up another, because Jabert got our natural one prediction. I'm going to throw up another prediction. This is who's getting crit first. So you guys will have 1 minute to pick who you think's
taking. That doesn't include paying $30 to.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, I mean, like a real roll, not a paid roll. But go ahead and predictions up. So win some channel points so you can do more toot toots in the chat.
Another reroll for Seth. I think I mentioned that one. Another reroll for all players from Toric. Yeah, you're going to need this.
Are you for real?
Bartleby is going to go ahead and use a reroll. I don't want to be spooked.
I don't want to. I rolled a 41 on both of my characters.
Actually, okay. Now that I think about it out loud, I think probably being frightened isn't that big a deal for Bartleby, so I'll stand.
Okay. Has everyone rolled?
I guess, yeah, Kovic's going to spend that reroll.
Kovic will.
I only have one character, so I would like that character to. You know what? Actually, I think stuff. I would like that character to be as bad as humanly possible.
Hey, you rolled one better. Well, the good news is there are no critical fails here, right? No 33s or lower.
What? So hold on. How many rerolls do I have right now?
Seth, you have three, and all players, there's two like regular ones floating around. So feel free to.
Okay.
Reroll if you'd like.
All right, I'll use one of my rerolls for Honto.
Got it.
That's a critical success for Sharga, by the way.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know.
Yeah,
that's
a good point. Yeah,
I'll let you know the effects.
Real.
Yeah, Seth. That's still a fail, so don't you worry about it. Anyone that has failed, you are frightened 2. Anyone that has just succeeded is frightened 1. And no one's critically failed, so no worries there. The monster just stomps forward to about here. And I don't think he has an action right now besides just kind of, yeah. You watch as Kothogaz raises a pustule from the ground. It erupts in a massive cylinder of filth, 200-foot high cylinder kind of pops out of the ground, almost like a sewer has exploded here. And you hear screams from the population of Port Peril as they are engulfed in effluence and other grossness. Swarms of bugs and vermin begin to swarm over the city streets here. And all the while, its heartbeat just thump, thump, thump continues on. Rex Mauda kind of moves around in the background here, maybe casting some spells, but she seems to be in a little defensive mode in front of the portal. Let's move to Bartleby or Sharga. Who wants to take the first turn here?
Sorry, I just want to say out loud that both of my characters critically succeeded.
Oh, good. Yay. Good for you.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you guys to track your frightened condition.
I am not frightened anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Okay. What do you want to go first with Sharga? It's both you and Bartleby at the top of the player turn order here.
Jabert, do you have a preference?
I mean, I can't see anybody right now. Doesn't seem like Bless is going to be super helpful for me right now. You know what I can do though? Let's see, who's the most spooked? Who's the most scared of our whole group? Hey, Kovic, looking at you. Remove fear.
Ooh, oh,
yeah.
Does that only target one person?
Oh, no.
Great.
Yes, yeah. The base level one. If you heighten it, it...
What a crap spell.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just joking.
It's a level two spell.
Thank you, Jabert.
I don't have crap all else to do with my turn. And thank you for pointing it out, Seth.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I cast Revival on your character, Seth? Is that what I should do with my turn?
Revival?
Yeah.
Do you have like haste or anything that you can put on us or no?
Oh,
goes west.
I mean, not to play your haste character for you. I'm just wondering.
No, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I do have haste. I do have haste on Candoso, okay. Who rolled the natural one.
Oh.
So,
Rebecca, more real actions. Backseat gamer. That's definitely what I know her as.
And then I'll move. I'll take a move action to move forward. And
yeah, it looks like. It also looks like you rolled Bartleby's initiative twice, unless I got this wrong.
No, I don't think so.
You got a 44, correct? For Bartleby?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Pop him out. There we go. Okay. Sharga.
All right.
Oh, and actually, where you moved here, where you moved here, Bartleby, can you also make me a will save?
Okay.
I got so many auras on this guy.
Yeah, it's...
He's mostly aura.
Okay.
It's one of those fun episodes, guys.
A creature that enters this aura, you have failed or crit failed, it doesn't matter. Your next two actions with Bartleby, you must move at least half of your speed away as fear of this thing fills your heart.
Perhaps.
The heartbeat of this creature seems to shake you to its core, and he is very far away. Now, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm aware how far away he is, Patrick.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know how many actions it's going to take me to walk to him right now? Like, why did you do this, Patrick? And why did you put us 200 feet away if we can't walk to him?
Are we literally like Bartleby took one step forward and then two steps back?
Pretty close. Sharga, we're on to you. Sorry.
All right. Sorry. So,
good luck walking.
Yeah, have fun.
I'd recommend flying.
I can't believe that my can't believe that fly. that was the action that failed on my turn was walking.
Welcome to level 20, Jabert.
Apparently,
no, you succeed.
30 quarters.
You're gonna succeed next turn at walking away from this thing.
Well, that's good. You got that going for me.
Okay, the problem.
I suggest we all go get on this boat over here and just leave.
We could.
Into the sunset.
Yeah.
We have so much treasure on our bodies right now, on our persons. We can just peace out.
We can sell everything we're wearing and live a comfortable life.
No one gives a crap about any of these pirates right here. We can live a life of luxury.
Just go over to the neighboring country.
We have a whole island of empty eyes.
Yeah. We can spend our whole life filling eyes. I think it's
Ragsmauta's throne now.
Rebecca, your actions. We have so many rounds of combat.
I know. Okay, I can only move. I can take two. Well, okay, action economy. I am going to rage and bring out my wings.
Bird already has.
And that is one action. I am then going to take my other two actions to move 70 feet.
Okay.
How far can I get here? Can I land on this roof up here?
Yeah, you can fly up over it. It's a two-story there. Go ahead and make me that same will save.
Okay.
See how Sharga's doing against the beat. Yes, Sharga is fine. You are temporarily immune to this heartbeat for 1 minute, I believe.
Cool.
As you get in and you hear this thing ringing in your ears, you can maybe smell its stench from this far away, and you don't care. Apparently, Sharga has sailed on orc pirate ships, is used to the smells. That is all your actions, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're on to you again, Rebecca. Oh, no. Well, we're on to Ozzy, Seth.
Hooray.
Come on.
All right, so I got the sword.
Yeah.
It's not my sword.
Aegir's Kiss.
So I have two swords, basically.
Go play.
I have my sword, and then I have this other one.
Yes.
Like, am I going to have to take some time to attune to this thing? Like, what's going on?
I don't think magic swords need attunement. No.
It falls. It's love at first sight. Or love at first grab, I guess.
Can I use some sort of lore to try and figure out what to do with this thing?
Yeah, make me a cultism check. I think you've already looked over Aegir's Kiss before, but it'll be nice to... Yes, it has a very specific... Oh, excellent roll. Very specific ability you remember once per year. It can be used to close a portal, a magical portal of any type, but specifically ones that Ragsmauda would be using to other planes of existence. Just kind of turn it off, almost. Basically functioning like a wish in the form of closing portals. I don't know if we got to stats here for it, but I am perfectly fine with this being a plus 3, you know, maximized rapier kind of sword. If you are in need of a boost, I don't know if this will be better or worse than what you've already got with
my weapon. My weapon is literally a magical element of my class, so.
Oh. Okay.
Like it can't really be replaced fully, but I will remember that.
There's some bonus damage associated with this, I think, for like outsiders and things like that. But it is a plus 3 major striking sword that you definitely can use. What would you like to do with your second action?
From this angle, can I see this creature?
It's a good 60 feet tall or so, so you can see it towering over the buildings here at the very least.
I guess my question is if I had a weapon mm-hmm. that could reach it, could I attack it from this range?
Yes. It's not in full cover or anything.
Okay. In that case, I would like to try and use esoteric lore to try and figure out what this creature is.
Excellent.
See if I can determine any kind of weakness.
Oh boy.
That's an Patrick
roll here.
Patrick, mm-hmm. That is an 18.
Did you just roll 2 8?
Rolled a 19 and then an 18.
My goodness, who needs these rerolls?
Are
right?
you gonna tell me that yes. this is a failure?
Yeah, no. For your because the esoteric counts as specific lore. You have heard of Spawn of Rogagug, Rovagoog. You've heard of Tarrasques. Everyone knows tales of the Zotani and Volnagar, the lifeless corpse of Ulanat, these massive beasts that serve as Spawn of Rovagoog. Pothagaz, Dance of Disharmony, is another of these monsters. Do you know of weaknesses? I don't think it has any weaknesses
it
per
has
se.
Zero weaknesses.
No. It's kaiju. It's straight up kaiju. that's the only thing that
don't have weakness.
That's the only thing that's technically you can take a sliver of this creature's heart and through weeks of master crafting create a disharmonic musical instrument that would undo some of its abilities. I don't count that as a weakness. I don't think you have that time.
It's weird to think that like you need a sliver of its heart so that you can then
undo
some of its abilities.
Go inside of its body, slice up its heart, take a piece out, and then over weeks of crafting, create a musical instrument to try and undo some of its magical abilities. So that is one thing that you could know for free, but I don't think it has weaknesses as they stand.
I think he would.
That's awesome.
He would let people know that he's not aware of any weaknesses, but then he's going to start thinking about, because I can, instead of exploiting a vulnerability, I can instead do breach defenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make a vulnerability.
No, not quite. This is what's questionable about it, because it says here, you can choose this benefit only if you succeeded at exploit vulnerability and learned the creature has at least one resistance that can be bypassed. But if we look at exploit vulnerability, it says if you get a success, it says you recall an important fact about the creature, learning its highest weakness, or one of, if it has multiple, but not its other weaknesses, resistances, or immunities. So really it means you can only choose this if you get a critical success.
Okay. Mm. Right. Do you want to do like a regular roll for your third action, just to get a piece of information?
I still have two actions left. Instead, I'm just going to do a personal antithesis, and let's just see how this goes. I will open this up. I will roll the first attack using two actions to use my extending rapier.
Oh, nice.
So Oz just kind of braces himself and thrusts his sword forward, and after a delay, it gets really long.
Oh, yeah. That's going to take us to Alaris's turn.
Can I roll an attack? Like,
oh, I was going to assume this was going to miss, but
oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, thank you. Good.
It All did. Right. It did very much so miss.
Very rude.
You can re-roll this. You have several
No,
re-rolls.
Patrick.
I'm sorry that no, I cursed you Patrick. On this roll.
Wait, you said I had seven re-rolls?
You have at least three you can take for your characters.
I already used one.
Yeah, you have two additional ones, and Ozzy still has his re-roll. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But yeah, toot-toot in the chat, because that was a natural two.
Was it?
Oh, wait.
Toot-toot.
Mm-hmm. Toot-toot.
Got toot-toot.
Well, I attacked first.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Got that. Okay.
Went for first blood.
Alaris
is very far away, does not have the ability to fly. I feel like she would want to stay near the dog. Tactically, I think that her inclination is let's get this thing to come toward the dogs, where we can then call on Tessa Fairwind, for instance, to hit it with cannons or whatever, because I don't think that the, whatever, seven of us are going to do a whole lot of good against a kaiju.
Cannons can shoot for near a mile, so they're set up on the hills overlooking the dock. If you want to spend an action to use that as your ability this turn, you can flag her down.
Okay, before I do that, can I roll a lore check? What are my options? Can I do Arcana?
Gothogaz, Arcana, or Nature, yeah.
Arcana is perfect. I'm legendary in that. It's a 50.
Yeah, so I think the same way that you heard about the unspeakable horror you've read of Spawn of Roagug in your Magnamarian libraries doing research for the Shackles, what would you like to know about this kaiju?
Does it have any resistances?
Plenty of... Well, no. It has one resistance, and that is Sonic 20. If you've not gathered, it has some kind of musical qualities to the Dance of Disharmony. I don't think many people do sonic damage here, so I didn't know if that was going to come up. There are also several immunities that it has. But
oh no, what immunities?
All kinds of fun stuff. Nah.
Is it immune to acid? You can't
I don't know.
Tell me.
You're already, yeah.
Man.
Means it.
That was dumb. Trying to help my other character. All right, well, Alaris is going to stay where she is and call upon our friends on Tessa's ship, I guess, to fire their cannons.
So, there's cannons in the harbor, but there's also a number arrayed on the hills overlooking the docks where you once met Tessa Fairwind in her winery out back at her estate. And yeah, I've got this set up as alchemical cannons. This just requires a whole bunch of attack rolls here and me to make some reflex saves for Kothagaz. And I need to roll low for these. So I'm going to make a couple of rolls. I'll show the chat.
I do kind of wonder how Alaris is commanding these people from afar, but
magic.
I've rolled pretty well.
It's like an anime. She just goes, "Go!" And we see her like like in front of the screen, and then the cannons fire.
Yep. No, they have spy glasses, Rebecca. They can see you.
Yeah. Okay. So we just have agreed upon hand signals, and they're looking to me as the presumed
there
captain.
There are spotters, and there are the cannoneers, and so the spotters see you doing.
I like the idea. There are seven spotters. Each one is like. We're supposed to look at one of us at any given time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their spy glasses are so long, they're like droopy.
So technically, these are giant alchemical bombs that are being kind of blasted over the city. And this is definitely going to catch some civilians, but most of them nearby, this creature has already died to its horrific bile attack. I have rolled pretty well for Kothagaz, unfortunately. I think this 10 is just a success. The other two are critical successes. Rebecca, would you like to roll damage. 10d12 damage.
Alrighty.
Let's take a half of this.
Hold on. Here we go.
You're in hold pattern.
64 okay. Normally.
All right. Giant cannon blasts. Yes. All over Port Peril from the bay, from up on the hills. And this thing takes a good chunk of damage. It seems to absorb a lot of it into its carapace. I'm going to roll for the creature that Ragsmauta is on it as well. And Ragsmauta herself. But I'm not going to slow us down. I'll tell you how that goes. And we will move on to Kovic. Tyler.
Can I summon Jack Scrimshaw? The ultimate summon.
Oh, look. What do we have here?
Like an FF. Yeah, I just want like a Final Fantasy summon. Yeah.
Sorry, no.
How many? I think I can take two. I have a Kovic. Not I. Kovic. Has only a 25-foot land speed, so I don't know if to get on the top of this nearby roof is going to take all three move actions, or if I could do it in two. I'm a very good climber.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, there's a pretty simple here. It will probably take Kovic. To get to about here, it will take two full move actions.
Okay, I'm going to take the two full actions to get up on the roof so I can...
Go ahead and make that same will save.
I'm so excited. I'm going to crush it. Okay. This is how you crush a roll.
Yep, that's a success. That is crush. You got a minute.
15 on the dice.
Invulnerability. I have fairly good news. The giant crow made of black fire that Ragsmauta is flying upon didn't critically succeed at her its roll, so it's taking a lot of damage as well.
That's good.
Okay, and a third action for you, Tyler. Or is that all of them?
I can take a shot, so I get to hunt prey as a free action now. It doesn't cost me anything, and whatever my hunted prey is, I get to ignore a lot of, due to a feat, I get to ignore a lot of like range increment penalties. So the cute bug guy is totally within range, and Seth's not even at his, it was for him. There he is, okay. And I'm going to take a shot, or Kovic's going to take a shot with the crossbow.
Let's go with a guess.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm here. My cat is
this allowed?
Yeah, you crazy boy.
I know.
You crazy man.
Well, you know, I rolled a 7. Oh man.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I'll re-roll it. I'll do that. Okay. I have a few re-rolls in the bank.
Do you? I have. Listen, you've already used your re-roll. Do you want to use the?
Oh, I spent $100. I donated money.
Oh, you donated for yourself and not your allies?
They have two characters. They can fend for themselves. They've got options. I'm alone over here.
Do you want to parse out these donations or just use them as you go?
I'm going to use them as I go.
Okay. I've got you listed down here as using one reroll.
Thank you. I'm going to try again.
Okay. All right.
You gotta be joking. You gotta be joking.
Tyler,
can't be the way it goes.
You can't just turn it into a critical hit, a natural 20, if you don't want to take your chance with the dice.
Oh, I
guys.
Forgot all about that. I should have just done that. Oh, well.
Yeah. Next time. Let's go on to Honto Seth.
What does it say that I'm dreading taking my turn?
Oh, I know. I'm just like, I'm thinking of like the cool thing I want to do with Candoso, and then just immediately be, uh-oh, boogity, 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 like scooting away. That horse can fly really fast and really far.
So if you fail against Kothagaz's ability, your next two actions have to be move at least half speed away. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
At least half away move speed.
That's very specific.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try and put my jumps into use. So I have amassed a number of jumping related feats throughout this long and storied campaign. One of which allows me to make a jump right after a jump so I can jump off of a wall. So I'm wondering, can I jump to this location and then onto the roof?
Yes, I'm not even looking at the screen.
Okay. Just basically doing a triangle jump from the wall of one building to the roof of another.
Yeah. Yeah, these are very scalable domiciles, very easily. You know, the timbers that they're built on are like poking out of the plaster.
It's practically Agrabah from
Assassin's Creed Dream Time Space.
There's just bales of hay everywhere on the street.
Make me a will save, Seth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Ooh, yeah.
That's lower because I already made another one. That didn't go anywhere.
19. Ooh,
but that's success. Higher.
So I guess a critical success. Ha ha ha.
Okay.
All right. And then I have another. Goodness. All right. Yeah, Honto is just going to use all of his actions to move up to this thing.
Oh,
you're, that's what's required.
You crazy boy. You just crazy. It's going to try to make a claw attack as you get in close to Kothagaz. It's going to swipe a claw trying to just take out the roof where you're standing, really.
I didn't really have any other option because I'm a melee character.
D20 attack. 11 on the dice. That's pretty good. Not crit territory. I can do worse. I can miss. So I'm going to keep that as just a hit.
Against 47?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a hit. And I'm going to put some damage on the board here with some D6. With a bunch of D6. Okay. And people will be able to hear me doing math in real time here. This is 37. Oh my gosh. 37 slashing with 7 of that is acid.
Ow.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh, that's it?
I mean, it's a reaction attack, so yes. It takes its reaction to swipe at you. I think maybe the corner of the building gets demolished and tiles rain down upon Honto. But I'm sure you could take a couple of kaiju hits and be all right.
I am an astral being at this point, so.
Can do pretty so.
Cool. Pretty cool.
Jabert. You are muted still.
Right. So we've all kind of spread out a little bit here. So.
A wee bit.
Yeah.
Is that what you like as a support class?
No, oh, I love it. I love it when people ask me for haste and then all run in different directions.
I didn't ask for haste. World. I didn't ask for haste.
You don't need haste. I mean, that you doesn't need haste.
That me doesn't need haste. You're
that
right.
One doesn't, but the other ones kind of.
I believe haste. In you. Take your turn. I'm going to be right back.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to move forward. I say, okay, Phantom Horsey, let's go forward. And then I'm going to roll my will save.
This determines a lot of what's about to go.
Right, yeah. Patrick knows that I know how to take my turn.
Oh, you crushed
my God. Hey, that's what I'm amazing. Talking about. All right. Yeah, you can't tell me to stay where I am.
You can't tell me to walk backwards half my speed two times.
Can't buy me hot dog, man.
I will remind y'all, this is, although we do have video up, this is going to go in the podcast feed, so we should still say the numbers. I've forgotten multiple times already tonight.
So, okay, let's see. All right, so.
All right, hold on.
That's a move action.
That's a move action.
No. Clap, clap is all you have to say.
Clap, clap.
Oh, yeah.
You say clap, clap here.
Clap, clap.
In this house.
There we go.
In this house, we believe in science, and we say clap, clap. And let's see. I mean, should I just like? I guess. I mean. Oh boy.
Dude,
oh boy, Honto. Why are you standing right next to him? Honto.
I am so sorry. Look, is it like an area?
Why
of
do
effect?
You move so fast, Honto? Why do you like, move
why
so
is it,
fast?
Like, is it a line or something? Like, what do you aim it?
I mean, it's a 60-foot cylinder, so I don't know how to aim
he'll,
a 60-foot
he'll dodge.
Cylinder.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, he'll dodge. He'll be fine.
He'll dodge. If not, if he doesn't dodge, I'll donate $20 and give him an F20.
No, I can do this. It's got a 1,000-foot range on it, so.
God, it just put it somewhere else.
Hey, I'm trying to hit the monster.
Jabert, if I donate $20, will you put him in the range of the spell for me?
Yes.
doesn't the cylinder have to like? only touch one square of the monster, though?
I mean, technically, yeah. I want to ignite this thing in a fiery inferno of death and world-ending destruction.
Can you also touch the Raven and Rex Mauda, though?
Of course I can't, Seth. Of course I can't. Of course I would if I could. Of course I would. On my area of effect spell, I would hit multiple things. The only multiple things I could hit are you and the monster, Seth. I would like to envelop this thing in a field of death, but instead I'm going to have to like tickle his toenails with a field of death.
Okay. What is this, a reflex?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good because Honto doesn't have any special reflex defenses. So
good. Hopefully I can dance out of this one. I do. I've rolled an 18.
Oh my God.
On the dice.
$20 to make you reroll it.
It is 30. For a critical, if you want to expend one of your rerolls, I'll reroll it.
Okay, I'll spend one of my...
100%.
I'm spending one of my rerolls
to... I'm going to roll better, aren't I?
To roll pat. No, absolutely not. I mean...
Yes!
Yes! Let's go!
Natural one's
a little worse.
I've never gotten to cast a spell before, ever in my life. I'm so excited. I'm so glad you rolled the natural one for this one. This is the best spell in the whole world. Cataclysm is...
Ooh, all right. Rains.
So let's start with our acid. We'll find out if he's immune to acid. 21 acid?
It doesn't do anything. I'm so sorry.
Then let's do bludgeoning.
All right, we learned something.
20 bludgeoning. No, sorry, 40 bludgeoning.
40? Okay. Damage.
Cold.
Seems to take cold, I'm pretty sure. That's not...
32.
Ooh.
Torque, that might be the best use of a reroll I've ever made in my entire life.
Is it right? Why am I picturing like different like stickers on it? It's like, yes, we accept cold bludgeoning.
Electricity would be 14.
Okay. Oh, you're already doubling this. Okay, I was like, do I have to double this?
Yeah. Do. He's not flying, is he?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. All right.
You see maybe like bug-like wings folded beneath carapace. It's got like lobster qualities. It's got bug qualities. It's got big slug tail. All kinds of gross stuff.
42 more bludgeoning.
Okay.
And 42 fire.
So, good news is it's taken a lot of that damage. Bad news is it is not yet bloodied after all of that. After all of that.
Yeah, it is a critical fail on a level 10 spell. It's fine. It's totally cool. That's how the game's supposed to work.
Worse than that is I do need to make a
will
save.
To be fair, Jibbert, this isn't supposed to be used against one creature.
In fairness. So, is that for moving into the range?
Yes.
I did. It rolled 51. It was great.
Oh, I missed it.
He did.
Yeah. We were all here. Boy. We saw it.
Your will was great.
Yeah. So, yeah, because
everyone in chat clapped.
So, because otherwise, instead of casting my spell, my other two actions would have had to be to move away.
No, this ability is when you fail it. It's next two actions. So I guess you probably want to cast this first and then move in. But yeah, you've moved in, you've succeeded, and done a ton of damage. So we definitely got a target now. I'm so sorry, Seth, that you moved all the way up to this creature. It's definitely taking its turn to destroy Candoso. Does it, though? We're on the top of turn two, and...
It has to move around me.
Does it, though? Let's see. I can do just a boring old turn, but I don't want to. I want to show off how creepy crawly this creature is, because it is going to... I guess Rex Mauda goes first. I probably should do something with her. She can fly on.
Just a reminder for
winged back.
Chat, the turn order is up on the screen briefly. I'll move it into the screen ever so once in a while so you guys know what's kind of coming up.
Yeah, it is. All the bad guys have rolled a little quicker.
That's strange how all of the bad guys got better rolls.
Well, I guess
it's almost like this is a boss fight.
Didn't roll great, but okay. Rex Mauda is going to take flight on the back of... I don't know how else to explain it. It's a giant, gargantuan, I should say, black crow made of darkness and fire. Darkened fire. Let me increase the creature to show you. There are several eyes. It is something you would imagine a Lich Queen riding into battle on the back of, probably.
Yeah.
I would not count this creature out as well, even though it's using almost all of its actions to move her closer right now. She's going to call down to you and be like, "You will perish beneath my might. I will make your last words my name." We'll do some basic spells here. What is the range on this? This is not very far. She has to go a little closer. She's going to fly to within range of Sharga, Candoso, and Kovic, I think. Yeah, Honto's out of it. Bartleby on the ground is out of it. As she comes forward, you hear a piercing scream emanating forth from her, from this creature beneath her. It is the wails of the dam personified, just coming out of her mouth as she howls. Can the three of you make me a fortitude save?
Say a whale came out of her mouth?
Whale. W-A-I-L. Whale.
Oh no.
Rebecca's like, "I'm not dying here tonight." Rebecca's also donated because I'm out of money. Charity. I love you, Rebecca.
I copied Tyler. I also gave $100 and therefore 10 rerolls.
Let's go.
Now, I donate to myself. I look like a jerk.
Did you tell us the DC of this? Or do I have to guess?
I didn't. You've rolled pretty well. You've rolled 44 if you want to keep that. I don't know.
I'll keep it.
According, so 44 is good when it's a fortitude save, but not an initiative roll.
Yeah, Cassius, Kovic has rolled an 8 on the dice, and Candoso's rolled a 9. You guys sticking with?
I'm gonna stick with.
You've got Candoso's got his own reroll.
I'm gonna reroll it. I think I'm gonna do better than that.
Yeah,
I think you can too.
I mean, a success is a critical success for me.
I mean, I did roll slightly better.
Got a little bit better.
42.
Sharga has succeeded. These other two are fails.
Oh, that's brutal.
Fails. You're not going to like this. I need you both to roll 1d4.
I'm down to clown. Ooh.
Good for Candoso. Oh, you've rolled a 1.
I want to roll a 1, too.
Bad for Tyler. You've rolled a 3. This is your drained level. So you're taking 20 and 60 hit points, Candoso and
you
Kovic.
Monster. You absolute monster.
And there's also some void damage coming your way. I'll roll that up. It's a lot less for this, I think, comparatively to drained, which is pretty darn brutal. This is
we've gone through 4 episodes of enemies that do drain damage at this point.
Whales of the dead. Whales of the dead.
You're being a real Moby Dick right now, Patrick.
It is 24 void damage, so 12 Sharga on the success, unless this count as a critical success for you.
It's critical. Okay.
Then nothing. Just these two getting drained a little bit. Okay.
What was the damage? What was the void damage?
24. 4 points. Kofagaz, you have an attack of opportunity, Seth? Is that what you're saying? It's going to have to move around to you?
No, I do not have an attack of opportunity.
Okay. You psyched me out there. He is moving, but he is actually teleporting. Kofagaz, the giant kaiju, disappears on its turn.
And then reappears.
There is a burst of cacophonous sound that emanates as the creature just evaporates in front of Honto's eyes. And you feel something in your gut that forces you to open your mouth. As you do, a giant trumpet blast issues forth from your vocal cords, just
it teleported into his stomach.
Okay, this is
this kaiju is the magic school bus.
I mean,
Candoso's been Arthur all along.
It's ridiculous what this thing can do. Oh, I rolled a natural 2 that go on an attack here. What is Candoso's armor class? Yeah, 2 toots in the chat.
Let's see, 41.
Oh, you're not going to like this. That 2 is a hit for some damage here.
That's what you get for having such a low AC, Kendall. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's what I get for being a spellcaster.
You son of a goose. Let's see here. Seven of this is acid.
That makes sense. He gives Kendall some acid reflux.
Yeah, and there's also some sonic damage in addition to this.
Quick, someone get him some Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, I have a special Pepto-Bismol bolt. I'll shoot it as...
Yeah. 5-round magazine of Pepto-Bismol. Yeah.
11 points of sonic damage, as well as the creature issues forth directly in front of our good friend Kando. So I guess behind as well.
So 7 and then 11?
No, sorry. 41 and 11. 41 bludgeoning, 7 of that is acid, 11 sonic.
I would have preferred 7-11.
So, okay. So I take all the bludgeoning, right? And none of the acid, 1 sonic.
Okay. I figured there might be some resistances involved here. So I rolled pretty average on that sonic damage. But yeah, this thing issues forth, seems to appear right next to Kandoso. And what is it going to do? It's also going to try and bite Kandoso. Just a jaws attack for its second attack. 17 on the dice. I think we like that number for its second attack. This is a crit. Yes, a critical hit as it just appears, reforms, comes down, blasting its tympanic heartbeat, and clomps around Kandoso for a second bite attack here. A critical hit. So let me roll a bunch more damage.
Oh, and that no one chose Jabert for the critical hit, Dan.
Oh, really?
Jabert, well, people really believed in you.
I mean, I was 200 points a day.
Far away.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't think it could teleport out of my butthole.
You would think it wouldn't be able to.
Oh, here it was a trumpet sound. It probably came out the other end.
It came out my butt. That's
okay. This is 98 points of damage total. You know, 28 of that sonic. So you can deduce that however you'd like in that sonic damage. And then I need you to make me a fortitude save.
41.
This thing, as it bites onto you, you feel its venom, perhaps, soaking into your skin. It really just seems to move over your muscles, move over the bite mark here, and crosses over, perhaps darkens one of your eyes, half of your face, and like a port wine birthmark kind of effect, as you gain the stupefied 2 condition from its diseased bite, its many-eyed bite, perhaps all along the watchtower here. Little eyes start popping out of your flesh as it seems to be looking through you.
It can see through you? Into the real you?
Into the real you. That's gonna do it for its turn and take us to Bartleby, who's moving away from this thing.
Yeah, 2 actions to move away, 1 action to move back, I guess, so...
It really is 1 step backward, 1 step forward, because you're doing half movements on the 2, and then you can take full.
No, yeah, I guess I could say let me check and see what I have for my. So viewers, Patrick asked us to make sure we had our turns ready in advance, so that we were ready to go. I guess not expecting he was going to be teleporting out of our peepee holes and surprising us and changing our turns.
This is a giant Kanandiru.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a panic heartbeat.
The guys got to make our turns nice and snappy. It's going to be a long fight. When you get close, now you have to run away.
Let's say, whatever. Let's just do an innervation at the thing. Wait, nope. 30-foot line. Never mind. Can't do that.
Does Barbie have 2 actions?
I had spent 2 actions. No, I don't have 2 actions, right?
I don't know if you're hasted, because one of those could be.
I spent one of them walking further away. I don't give a damn. I don't like this game anyway.
Sharga, we're on to you.
No, I'm gonna spend the action walking back towards it.
Sharga, do I have to make another will save?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm still in the aura. So
yes. Or begins its turn. Yes, make a will save.
Are you serious?
Yes, but it's a success. Right. So, okay. Sorry, all Rebecca. Right. Sharga.
Sharga is going to fly toward the giant bird.
The bird?
It's giving me... Yeah, the... I mean, and...
You crazy girl.
Who's on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Okay, make yourself...
Yeah, I mean, don't
Sharga
don't worry.
Is angry
don't worry. I've got the kaiju guys. Don't
dead.
Worry.
Oh, I failed to relay, but you do see some of the burn wounds healing up on Kothagaz that Kandoso just lit up on him. Not a lot of that damage, but it's got regeneration, yes.
All right, Sharga is still going to go up to the bird. Because
easily see
Sharga,
right
in Sharga's mind, this is the big threat, right? Like, I think the kaiju, she thinks the kaiju is a distraction from the actual threat, the puppeteer, if you will.
I'm not gonna lie. Everything, all the toys I brought out is a threat. So it's all. And this
I'm
is
just
like
acting
combats.
In the interest of Sharga and what she would do. So she would fly up to the other flying thing and is going to strike three times because I have a quick strike. Okay. It's a 42 on the first attack.
Okay, this is Umbreax, the gargantuan shadow beast, and that is a miss.
Can I 42. Re-roll that?
Yeah, you got a couple going on here. Go right
got
ahead.
A couple.
Yeah,
oh,
you did.
Man.
Worse. Second attack.
Also a miss. All right.
Keep it coming. Mm-hmm.
You know, re-roll on that dice. One too.
You can. Oh,
well, that's
yeah,
better.
Do.
It's a 47.
That is a hit.
All right. That does 54 slashing damage and ignore 10 DR.
I don't have DR. No, there's some DR, right. So that's actually pretty good.
Cool.
I'm just realizing. Yes, yeah, so some DR. It's not bloodied yet, but that is a good chunk of damage here on the Black Crow Steed. I think Ragsmauta will call down and say, I will kill you like you got your king killed. You will be next to join him.
Not until I take my third strike. Here we go.
I was about to say, oh, you just hold on. Hold on. Oh, no natural 20. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to
re-roll
it. That's
real good. You rolled a 17, Rebecca. Don't do it to yourself.
All right.
She did it to herself.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. That will take us to Ozzy. Seth.
Joy.
Yeah. We'll save, I guess, to start off.
What effect am I saving against?
Kothagaz. It's tympanic heartbeat.
Fear.
Okay, got it. Didn't I already roll against this?
I don't think Ozzy did.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you had one against the initial fear.
This is a different thing?
Yeah, this is a runaway. Just straight runaway from it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was the initial, like... Do you get a fear condition? And then this one is the...
DC 43 is a success.
Critical success. Please tell me that means I don't have to do that again.
You don't have to do it for 1 minute like everyone else because it's pass-fail. Test.
Woo!
Cool.
All right, what do you want to do?
Play Space Marine.
I saw you playing that. I'm jelly. I want to kill Tyranids. This is like a big Tyranid.
It's kind of like a big Tyranid. So I've got a sword that's going to close the portal. I'm trying to think, as a player, we don't want to close it while this stuff's on the other side of it. To close a portal, it's not gonna go in it.
Andis will tell you you're gonna take out some of these threats before you start closing that portal. It'll take a minute or so.
Right. Well, I'll just turn it into an escort quest. I'll be like, "Hero, defend me," and I'll just like slowly run towards the portal.
Kovic's like, "Cannoneers, aim for that one." I hate escort quests.
The only good one was Ashley in Resident Evil 4, I swear to God. Anyway,
I swear. Leon!
I'm going to try to intensify vulnerability. Because why not? 47?
That is a success.
Okay. So, what this means for me... Since I want to do it with my weapon.
Weapon?
My weapon. I get a +2 status bonus to attack rolls.
Ooh.
Against the target of my exploit vulnerability.
That's good.
It's not nothing. How far away from it is it? From where I am at? Is it? I can fly. So.
You can fly?
Is it within 25 feet of flight from Ozzy's current position?
Yeah, about half of it's on the ground near Alaris here on the docks.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'll just walk up to it and let's try and do a couple stabs.
Okay. It is going to make an attack of opportunity as you move in close.
Has it not used its reaction already?
Not this turn. Okay. Not this toin. And that is just a hit. So I will roll some damage as you can also. Wait, no. You've rolled a 5. That's a miss.
I'm going to re-roll that one. I'm getting really... Okay, there you go. There's your natural one re-roll.
Oh, right. No.
Second attack, 41. Okay. Next turn.
No. You have 2 more re-rolls yourself, and all players have 2 floating re-rolls from our good friends in pirate land here. Let me just roll.
The vibes are off. I'm not rolling it again.
40 points of damage. 8 of that is acid damage from a claw attack. Just the ground splits near you. This gross stuff kind of comes up. I'm sure I'm missing some of its crazy abilities. Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Okay. Alaris, we're on to you, Rebecca. Shoot. You guys are gonna
Alaris
hate me.
Isn't super excited about.
Oh, now
right
we're gonna start hating it?
There's more crazy abilities on this thing. Sorry, Rebecca. First, starting your turn, make a will save.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah.
You're not save out of this already?
Not for Alaris. But you did it right now.
Yay!
So that's everyone is saved except Bartleby.
Yeah, and, Bartleby just saved out.
Bartleby just saved out. Okay.
All right, Alaris is not super excited to be right next to this kaiju, but...
but you can flank because it came out of my butt.
Blade. Oh, good point. All right.
I'm technically threatening it.
All right.
I just have Kandoso, like, bent over, looking over his shoulder, like, whoa!
Where would I have to be? Oh, here?
Like the opposite side, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you rejigger the stream there, Tyler, to get a little more centered on Kothagaz?
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, yes. Tyler, what are you doing? You're not playing 2 characters.
I am sorry. Jeez Louise. I am sorry, Rebecca. This is its other ability. It is going to take another attack of opportunity as you move around it.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Only roll a 6, though. What is your armor class for Alaris?
44.
Okay, I'm going to just roll a bunch of damage here real quick. 40 points of bludgeoning and a little bit, 7 points of acid in there. So 40 total.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
All right. From here, I'm going to strike 3 times. Okay. 47 to hit.
Blanking. That is a miss.
Are you serious?
Nope, that's a hit.
Okay, great.
Sorry, with blanking, that is a hit.
Just
I was going to say, this is horrible. Okay, that does. Let's see, 51 damage because I'm flanking, plus 6, so 57.
Got it.
And it is, can it be enfeebled?
I doubt it. The list of things this thing, no, it cannot. The list of things this is immune to is very long, but it can be bloodied because you've done enough damage to bloody Kothagaz.
Cool. All right.
Second attack.
Yep, here we go. 37.
That magic number is probably 47 for you here. That is a miss.
Yeah.
Third attack, critical hit. Automatic. Roll natural 20.
I could re-roll it. Let me re-roll that second one. Oh, yeah. That's 45. Is that going to be enough? No.
No, sorry.
Even when flanking. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Third attack. Womp. Miss. Right. We are on to Kovic.
This is real easy, champ. I'm going to spend 3 actions to do the perfect shot, and then I'm just going to pay money to make it a critical hit to do 166 points of damage.
Not real easy, because I'm going to make a third attack of opportunity against you first.
I mean, that's fine. You're not killing me in a single blow, so...
I'm not. I rolled a 7, so your armor class is...
Not that high. I think it's like 42 or something.
Still not a crit. 7 on the dice
43.
41 points of damage. 166 points of damage? Is that what you're...
Yeah, so perfect shot. Shot when maximum. You add in all the bonuses is 88. This thing can't take precision damage, right?
I did not say that. No, it can, because it just took some from Rebecca.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure, because then its max is 88, so critting doubles. So there you go.
Yeah, I do not...
176, right?
176, yeah. But yeah, you're right. Thank you for correcting my math.
Okay. I don't feel bad at all about hitting you guys, because you're doing like 100 to 200 points.
I mean, that's fair. That's
damage.
Fair.
Correction. Some of them are doing damage.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to it. Honto, we're on to you.
Guys, just start paying money. Just start paying money and let's get this done.
I don't have the kind of money to be good at Pathfinder.
Right. Turns out.
This isn't pay to win over on this side of the planet.
Pathfinder 2 is not a poor man's game. I'm just going to put that out there.
Right. Yeah, this is the high roller's table.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are very pay to win here, but also you guys look like you need it.
Yeah,
looking like it.
A couple of us do. All right, I hate doing this for Ragsmelda. How high up is she?
Off the rooftop, not very, like 10 feet.
That's not so like, bad.
No, like 30 feet up off the ground, 40 feet. But you guys are on rooftop, so she's not too far.
Okay, hold on, let me. All right, can I jump here?
Underneath her, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to jump up to her.
Yes, I think this might be a couple actions, but yes. Not too far up on this thing's back.
Why would it be a couple actions?
I don't know how much movement you have or not. But
60.
Like, yeah, it's like to run and then to jump? Is that what, maybe?
Nope. Oh, I can do a long jump from a standstill.
You just go bang.
Yeah, got then spring. I think you'd be able to just get to her because she's not too far up off the ground.
In that case, I would like to jump up and then do a key flurry to her bird.
Oh, okay. To Umbreax.
Yeah.
Umbreax is taking a good amount of damage.
I'm hoping to get her off of her high horse. Okay. Am I ticking down frightened, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
one per turn.
I think it should be gone now on this turn, right?
I think it's at the beginning of your turn. So if you had two, it'll be zero.
Okay. All right, attack the first. Of course.
Three
on the freaking dice. I have two rerolls left. I'll use one of them now.
Boom.
Kaboom. I'm telling you, it feels better when you buy them. Seth, would you like a critical hit?
How would I have to do to get a critical hit?
I never confirmed who Daddy was.
Yeah.
maybe Daddy wants this bird to eat crow.
Oh, good one.
Seth, make the bird eat crow.
Oh, so are you telling me that it's a critical hit? Is that what you're saying?
Take the critical hit, Seth. Take it. Come on, Georgie. Take it.
Understood.
I'm marking it off.
Understood.
On the board. All right. Critical hit as Honto flies into the air, kicking a bird.
That's only one attack. I have a second one.
Go right ahead.
Are you BFing kidding me?
It's a natural 5 on the dice.
What in my world? I feel like I've been rolling these single digis tonight.
Yeah, and still hitting us with everything, Patrick.
Yes.
You do have the biggest modifier.
But you guys only, for some reason, only came with level 20 characters. I'm using like level 21, 22.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How much money to the doctors to get a level up?
Last
How is 45?
Last reroll is a hit.
Thank goodness. Okay, so for the critical hit, I gotta do a little math. I apologize. I gotta do some math.
Please do.
Please do math.
That's the
motto of Pathfinder 2. Please do some math.
Please do math.
Please do math.
Practice that math.
Oh, my small little brain. I was trying to figure out this heightened 4 business. I'm pretty sure that it's 6d6. I could be wrong.
You go right ahead and roll it there, Seth. I believe you.
You just want this over with. It is 66. Okay.
Yeah.
So on top of the 54 force damage 55 force damage because it's plus one damage. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to roll 12 d6.
Oh, that's a lot of dice.
So that would be 93 force damage on the first hit.
Ooh.
Okay. And then...
Oh, it does not have resistance. It only has weaknesses. I was looking at weaknesses when I thought it had resistance.
45.
Patrick!
Sorry, 46 force damage on the second hit. So...
Okay.
So, adding those together... 99. It's 139?
I got it. Yeah, we've got one... bloodied bird.
Okay, 139 damage to the bird.
It took a lot from the cannon blasts, which, by the way, you guys have not used one of your allies' abilities this turn. If you want to spend an action to do so,
I still have an action left. So.
You still have an action left. You drop to the ground, or not to the ground, but to the rooftop here underneath the Lich Queen, Ragsmauta. And
what else do we have left?
You have just about everything except the cannons. You have the C team that can aid you guys. You have the Master of Gales, Sindara Quinn, who can cast some healing, revivification.
Can I ask C team to sick the bird?
Sick the bird? Yeah. Let me call them in. For those who remember in the early part of the campaign, some of our Patreon supporters guested in and made some characters. The pirate characters of C-Team. Krendel, Delmar, Flox, Kukaruk. So Krendel the Bard is going to play a tune. And let me make a roll for him. Doot. Not great. Everyone does get +2 on this next turn to attacks. And the mages, the magicians of the party, have a fireball that they can blast at the giant. Do you want to send it at the kaiju or at the bird?
The bird, because he just softened it up.
Okay. It is a fireball, so...
No. So everybody's taking some.
No, they can blast, they can airburst this bird, but this will also hit the Lich Queen herself. So let me make a reflex save for Umbriax the bird. Not good for the Lich Queen.
Yes, Lich Queen can roll high.
Not good. I'm gonna use one of my rerolls for the Lich Queen.
Oh, come on.
Oh, let's see a one. Come on. This happens to us all the time.
Nah, she cool. Aww. She cool. Let me see. I mean, this four might actually be good for. Ooh, four is bad for Umbriok. Seth, do you want to roll 20d6?
I would love to roll 20d6.
It has fire it has fire weakness. Why do I keep saying resistance? It has fire weakness, so it's taking a little bit more than this.
I am so glad I used this on this thing, then.
Holy. Yeah.
64 Jesus. Fire damage?
Yes, that is not enough to kill it, but it's another 79 points of damage total.
You guys, I tried.
I mean, it has to be close. It has to be wicked close.
And let me double check on the Lich Alaris, Queen.
Imagine the bird is a bell.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter to the Lich Queen. That's going to take us to Kandosa at the bottom of the turn order. Jabert, stupefied, but... thankfully still alive as a kaiju tried to kill you and really only you last turn.
Yes. Well, good news. Daddy's got another 20.
So, oh, did you donate again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and indeed I am going to cast a spell waiting for the reaction.
You also have a reroll, just FYI.
Oh, that's true, yeah. You have a fourth reaction?
Your good buddies have soaked up three reactions, and that seems to be all it's focused its abilities on.
Unbelievable.
Yay! What a
monster.
Okay.
Just three reactions.
Good news. All right, I'm going to cast my other level 10 spell.
I can't believe you missed the portmanteau there. It has three actions.
Three actions, that's good. Patrick, could you make me 30 feet by 30 feet? I don't know if you recognize this
oh no!
You don't know what this creature looks like. You don't know about this creature, do you?
30 feet by 30 feet. That's kaiju proportions. Oh no!
It's like some kind of kaiju is up in here.
What are you casting?
Nature incarnate. Boop, 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 boop. Oh. Indeed. Oh, I turn into a kaiju.
Flip the image. Flip the image. You're running away right now.
Right. No, no, no. Come back. Come
don't
back.
Come back. Come back. Oh, no, no. You fell down.
No.
Stand back up. Stand back up.
I got
flip the image or you're going to fail your will save.
There we go. All right. We're fighting. Okay. We're fighting.
All right. So, I've rolled my flat check for stupefied. I can successfully cast the spell. That's good.
Oh, good. That's nice.
That's nice. And I got one action left, so I will make an attack. And I think now is the time. Now is the time. As I think I have all of its attention, I'm going to make this the natural 20 attack. The natural.
Do it.
Yes.
I actually have an icon for this spell.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, if I could take as much as I love this, maybe AI art Godzilla. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Please. Please.
Do you see the biceps on Godzilla? I did not know that our boy was just gunned up.
The AI was learning from furry artists for that part.
A magical storm opens up around Kandoso, and then in his place is a gigantic dragon turtle, that of his now ally, Hergensost.
Hergensost!
Who is summoned
Werner Herzog?
Summoned from the Eye of Abednego to take part in this. This is something that Master of Gales could have helped out with as well.
Oh, okay.
I imagine he's also kind of high-level druid.
All right, curse snap, go the jaws of Hergensost.
Critical hit, you say?
Yeah, I think I'm going
to. You're using your critical hit? Yeah. Okay, well,
okay.
That's a lot of damage.
Okay, that's a lot of damage. Okay, heavens. So I guess, is that just 100? 100 damage? Or
This is all I wanted, Jabert. It's just a kaiju versus kaiju fight. As the jaws of Hergensost close around this creature, its head does come off. Woo! Falls to the ground dead.
We're dancing.
Dead? Question mark? As it's on the ground, you see it's all the insects and vermin of the city begin mounding up on its body and kind of absorbing into it. And you see these wounds still healing themselves.